Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
George in Miami on QAM. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Pharrell? How you doing?
So tell me, you're Cuban. Tell me this, the story. You know what transpired down there and how. And you know, I've worked there and I've lived there and I've done my show there. And you know what they've written about this guy before down there. How do the Cubans feel about him?
We want no part of him down here. I mean, my parents were born there. I was born here. My grandfather was chief of police under Batista, and Castro killed him in jail. So, I mean, it's going to be that would be mass exodus. I've been a season ticket holder with my dad since 1974. And I'm telling you, we would drop our season tickets, and I could guarantee 30% of the season ticket holders would leave.
Do you believe, in all honesty, like, and I know I'm crazy, but, like, I've lived there, so I've felt it before. And I respect the Cuban community there like no other. And that's all there is to it. I love Miami. Everyone knows it. I've been a huge Canes fan my whole life. I'm sitting here wearing orange right now as we speak. Last night I talked about Jim Kelly for 90 minutes straight as a Cane football player. I'm wearing my Miami Canes basketball shoes right now, my D-Lils Canes with Sebastian on the inside, son. I'm true blue Cane fan for life. But I'm telling you, I don't feel that guy would be safe in Miami with what he did to the Cubans with that Castro act that he put on. I don't even think he'd be safe. Like, I don't even think he'd be safe going to practice or to his condo or wherever. They'd have to have literally full-on Secret Service security for him. I believe that fully. The Cubans would drag him by his face out into the streets and beat him to a pulp.
I agree with you, Pharrell. And, you know, what scares me is, you know, Stephen Ross, you know, I'm a veteran as well. Stephen Ross had no issue with a few of the players, Arian Foster amongst them, kneeling for the national anthem. And, I mean, he was somewhat supportive of people's First Amendment rights. So, you know, down here already today, it's already been said that they've already reached out to Colin Kaepernick, as well as that they've reached out to Jay Cutler. So my hope is that, I mean, I don't think Jay Cutler is going to be the same, even though he had his best years under Gase. But, I mean, I don't think we're headed in the right direction. And as for Tannehill, I mean, he tried to stem cell when he got injured last season. I would think it would be idiotic for the Dolphins to let him not go without.
Do you think, let me ask you, George, do you think that, let's just be clear. When he wore the Castro shirt, that offended every Cuban in Miami. Is that not accurate?
That's 100% accurate.
I mean, offended them like no other. Like, they were like, I mean, absolutely freaked out over that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I cannot believe that you're telling me that they are already reporting down there that they've reached out to him, because I have a hard time believing that they want anything to do with that guy, because they must be stupid to bring that guy there of all places. I don't care where he plays football. I hope he has a job tomorrow in Baltimore, anywhere. But in Miami, the guy that wore the Fidel Castro shirt cannot get a job. It's just not happening.
That's Stephen Ross, though. I mean, he's from New York. He doesn't, I mean, I don't know. I think that would be the dumbest move, and that would be a loss of major revenue for him.
Wow. And so your dad was the police chief in Miami?
No, my grandfather was chief of police in Cuba under Batista.
Oh, I see. And then he got killed in prison by Castro.
Yes.
Wow, how crazy is that? What do you think of the ability now to be able to go to Havana? The Cubans are able to go there, and anyone can go there. What do you think of that?
Well, I would never go. My parents came 59 years ago, right after Castro went in. I personally would never go. There's a communist regime there.
Right.
The Cubans, honestly, if you were born in Cuba, and that's what was happening with the cruise ships here, if you were born in Cuba, you're not allowed to go to Cuba unless you pay for a Cuban passport, even though you defected to this country.
Wow. So the people that are from there can't even go there.
No, they have to purchase a Cuban passport to be allowed to go back in.
Do they believe that if they did go, let's say they hypothetically they went there, do they believe the Cubans that would go back there if they hypothetically went? Do they believe that they would be detained, imprisoned, or killed?
I don't know about imprisoned or killed. I think, you know, if they start doing investigations on where you came from, if they're able to, I think they might detain you.
Wow.
I wouldn't doubt that they detained you over there.
That's crazy. Hey, listen, George, great call, man. I appreciate you checking in.
All right, Pharrell. Have a good night.
My man. All right, so there you have it. Right out of a Cuban's mouth of what they think of this guy. I can see where everybody's looking past it like it's no big deal. I honestly respect that you guys may think that, you know, that's just over with and done, doesn't matter. So what? He wore a Castro shirt. I get it. It's no big deal. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you. These people, it matters, and you do not mess with these people. They have nothing better to do than to hurt him. That would be their goal. They'd be like, you know what? You bring this guy in our face, you're going to spit in our face? What we have been through as the Cubans? Are you kidding me that live in Miami? They're not having it. They just, I am telling you, they are not having it. And if that happens, I can't wait to see what happens. Honestly, if it happens, I guarantee mayhem. I guarantee it. Public mayhem. Count on it.
He's not going to the Dolphins.
Because of what reasons? Because of that?
I think that that's going to be part of it, yeah.
Do you believe that the owner is afraid to bring him there because of it?
No.
So you think he'd do it in spite of him?
I think that the owner would bring him there.
In spite of the Cubans?
Yes.
Then he must be nuts. He's asking for business problems.
But I still do not think he'll be in Miami.
Where do you think he's going to play? Because I think he'll play.
I think he should play, and I'm not quite sure yet where it's going to be. I mean, what are we only a week into this, and we've already had Flacco with the back, Tannehill with the knee. I mean, he plays his cards right. Who knows how many other jobs are going to open up in the next 2 or 3 weeks, right?
Every job in the league.
And, I mean, there could be more options for him
soon. Every job in the league.
But he should be on a team, and he should have a job at this point, considering some of the stiffs that are on some of these rosters.
Oh, my God. Like the game I was watching tonight, Stiff City. The backups in this league are so terrible. Do you even realize that? People say they're not. They're imagining things. They'll always tell you that, the NFL people, how great their talent is. Who are you kidding?
But you know what? It's not terrible. Vegas' ability to predict games because a 2-point spread with third and fourth stringers and his 20-18 final.
How crazy is that?
Pushes.
Right on the number.
And we weren't 1,000% sure. We talked about the Cutler thing earlier with the cap space with the Dolphins.
Right.
They actually would be all right with that. They have $17.2 million of cap space available to them. So he wants starter money, quote-unquote. They should be able to accommodate him if he wanted to.
Do you think he's licking his chops right now at the opportunity that might be afforded him?
He's not going to get paid $12 to $15 million to call games for Fox this year. So anything can happen.
What do you think they're paying him, a couple million dollars?
Sure.
What do you think CBS is paying Tony Romo?
Same thing. A little more than Cutler's getting.
I bet he's probably made. I'd be willing to bet he's up in the fives.
I'm sure he is.
That's unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.